Search economy out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas leaking up from the ground. I turn the dial and I strain to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
I'm getting hungry!
Me too. We've been locked up in this dungeon for hours. It must be close to midnight at this point. Where the hell is Mad Bart?
I don't know. He probably forgot all about us. You know, he did say we could eat that blonde fella for dinner tonight, and he's certainly past supper time. Hey, you blonde fella!
My name is Peter. What do you want?
We just want a snack.
Well, I don't have any. Hey, stay away from me.
We promised to make it quick.
Oh, yeah? You know, on second thought, I think I do have something to eat. A knuckle sandwich.
Ugh.
Don't worry, there's enough to go around.
You son of a... Ugh.
The rest of you, stay away from me. Where's Krug? Krug! Krug! Where are you? Krug!
Kill.
Krug, listen, I need your help. Some of Bart's men want to eat me. I think we should wait until Bart returns before I am served up. Krug, are you reading a book?
Kill.
Krug. You were reading that book.
No, not reading. Kill.
Krug, you're wearing reading glasses, you know.
Kill? Kill!
Krug, wait a minute. Are you reading Moby Dick?
No. Kill. Listen, man, get away from me. I got orders not to crush your head yet, but I will if I have to.
Well, you know... It's a beautiful piece of literature.
What?
Moby Dick. It's one of my favorites. I haven't read it in so long. It's hard to find a copy these days. But I still remember, yes. And it go, whenever I find myself growing grim about the mouth, whenever it is a damp, drizzly November in my soul, whenever I find myself involuntarily pausing before coffin warehouses, and bringing up the rear of every funeral I meet.
Then I account it high time to get to the sea as soon as I can.
Ah, yes, a familiar sentiment to an astronaut. Krug, have you ever seen the ocean?
The ocean? No. Hmm. The ocean's full of poison. I ain't never seen it. But they say it glows green day and night. I wouldn't go near the ocean. There probably ain't no whales out there anymore anyways. The things that live in the ocean now are bigger, scarier than the creatures in the Elder Seas.
Yes, well, radiation will do that to a species. The whale likely survived, but I can only imagine what it looks like now. 100 years in the future, and with the influence of radiation speeding its transformation along. You know, I did see a whale once. A whale like the one Melville describes in his book.
You did?
Yes. Well, see, my wife and I took a cruise up the coast of Alaska. It was midday, and the sky was clear, blue. The North Pacific was calm that day. I held her in my arms as we both stood at the stern railing. There were shouts from the other passengers aboard, and we looked down and saw it rise up out of the darkness. The unimaginable depths that gave birth to such an incredible being. It was a humpback whale, enormous. You see something like that in person, well, it just takes your breath away.
Was it white?
no vengeful spirit, Krug. Just a simple whale. Your average run-of-the-mill one.
Is anyone down here named Krug or Peter?
Yes, that's us.
Come here. I have orders to bring you to the priestess's chambers.
Well, Krug, it was nice talking to you.
Kill.
Right. Kill.
Ah, Krug. Worm. Welcome to the sacred chamber of my bride-to-be.
It looks like a bus from the outside.
Silence! Bow down before me and pay tribute to the mighty engine.
This is my long-lost love, Desalonica. You better do what she says. Bow down, boys.
Very good. You, do you love the engine?
Yes, it's pretty good.
Pretty good? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good, I guess. I mean, the engine's great.
Fine. And you? You beast of a man. Do you love the engine?
Kill?
Darling, Krug is a man of few words. But believe me, he holds the engine in his heart. And he's got gasoline flowing through his veins. Isn't that right, my Krug?
Kill! Kill!
Very well.
Now, boys, I called you here to share some good and some bad news with you. Which one would you like to hear first?
Bad.
Kill!
Very well, bad it is. In tribute to the mighty priestess Desalonica and her mighty god, the almighty engine, I have given her the Blood Riders as a fitting sacrifice. They will be thrown into her sacrificial pit of fire as the sun sits highest in the sky.
Wait, you're going to allow her to sacrifice all your men to the engine? What is this madness?
It is love.
Oh, my little honey badger.
My wasteland rose.
Hello? So the bad news is that you are allowing your entire gang of bikers to be sacrificed? Okay, what's the good news?
The good news is that my lovely Desalonica has agreed to spare my best friend and brother for life, Krug, as a sort of engagement gift.
Kill!
Yes, I will miss them too, Krug, but my woman deserves a mighty tribute.
Excuse me, but what about me?
Oh, you, Worm? You will be sacrificed along with the Blood Riders. I just called you here to apologize for not being able to have you for dinner.
Oh, well, that's thoughtful of you.
Oh, but wait. I do have some good news for you.
What?
Desalonica will be married tomorrow following the sacrifice.
I know, it seems like things are moving fast. But it just feels so right.
Congratulations.
Please, do not be saddened by your impending death. You will be given up unto the great engine. Your body will be the fuel in but one chamber of the engine's mighty flow circuit. The fire will be the heat energy needed to power the engine in our favor. The pistons of fate. The turbine blades of destiny. The valves of fortune will all be working to aid us in our journey to Oklahoma.
Chambers? Flow circuits? Pistons? Valves? You're not talking about a god. You're simply describing the internal combustion engine. It's a type of heat engine in which the combustion of a fuel and an oxidizer creates supercharged gases which apply force to some component of the engine. It's no more magical than my jacket. It was created by men who understood practical science and applied it and improved upon it. It's nothing to worship.
You know much about the engine?
Of course, I'm someone very familiar with Elder technology.
You are a wizard?
A what? No, I'm not a wizard. I'm a scientist.
No, you are a wizard. But you are evil. No wizard with any virtue would speak so disrespectfully about the engine.
How familiar are you with the Elder technology, Peter?
Well, I know a great deal. My wife was a mechanical engineer, and I had to learn plenty to be able to maintain a rocket ship in outer... never mind.
He is a wizard. I knew it! His sacrifice will surely please the engine.
Yes, indeed, Dishalonika. In fact, this is my wedding gift to you. The sacrifice of a great and terrible wizard. But, darling, may I ask that in return for this wizard, who is surely a fantastic tribute to your god, will you not spare some of my other men? His sacrifice is surely worth 20 regular men.
20 men? I think this wizard's sacrifice is worth more like a dozen.
18!
I will not bargain, Honey Badger. A dozen men spared for the wizard.
Fine. A dozen.
Yes, a fair sacrifice. Tomorrow at noon, all but 12 of your blood riders, as well as one powerful wizard, will be sacrificed to the engine god. Guards, take the wizard away. The large one, Krug, is free to go about his business. Here we stand atop the engine god's great sacrificial spire. Below us lies a fire pit where these chosen men will soon meet their ends. My followers, it has been a long and hard journey to Oklahoma, and the engine god knows we have suffered. But here, it has sent us the gift of sacrifice. With the lifeblood of these men, we will fuel our safe journey through the Inferno Alley, up Route 60, and onward to the Promised Land. Now, bring me the first man.
Please let me go. I want to die like this. Not here for your stupid god. Please, Bart, don't let him do this. I've been riding with you for a year at least. Doesn't that mean nothing?
Not really. Sorry, Bill.
My name's not Bill. It's...
Throw him into the fire.
No. No. No!
Next.
Bart. Damn you, Bart. You low-down, dirty scoundrel. I'm gonna haunt your ass from the afterlife. Mark my words, you lying sack of...
Into the fire. Next. And now, my dear worshippers, comes the moment we have all waited for so long. The final sacrifice. The great wizard brought to us as a gift from Mad Bart. Surely the sacrifice of this one known as Peter von Jensen will bring us good fortune. Now, bring him to the ledge.
Please, you don't have to do this. There's already been enough killing. The engine's happy, okay? My magic tells me you already sacrificed enough. It's a time to stop now.
Quiet, you fool. Dishalonika, let us do the honors. You and I will push him into the fire together. Our final act before we are married. Come, join us at the ledge.
Yes, Bart. What a perfect way to end a healthy tribute to the engine.
Yes, indeed. Take his other arm, and we will push together.
You know, Bart, this morning as I watched you sleep, I wondered whether you were hatching some sort of plan to escape me. But as you stood by my side while your blood riders were thrown one by one into the sacrificial flames, I knew that I had found my soulmate. Or rather, my soulmate was brought here to me by the engine.
I wrote it all the way to you, my love. The only plan I'm hatching is to get you and your followers safely to Oklahoma. Oh, wait. There is one other thing I probably should mention. I'm lying. Come here, you wicked woman.
Let go of me. What are you doing? Guards!
Not so fast. Stay where you are, or your priestess gets a one-way ticket to the afterlife.
Ishmael, help me. Please do something. He has me held tight.
Bart, please, step away from the ledge and release Deosalonica.
Are you second in command here?
Yes. I can command the guards to let you leave here alive if you let go of Deosalonica. You have my word. We will let you walk out of here alive.
You better not lie to me, cultist. The only way we walk out of here alive is if you get your sacrifice. And by my count, you're still short one victim. Let me ask you something, Ishmael.
What? Ask me anything, but please, step away from the ledge and let her go.
Ishmael, in the eyes of your god, is the sacrifice of a wizard equal to that of a priestess?
Huh? No, no, please!
Yes, they are equal in power.
Well, then...
Please, Honey Badger, don't do this.
Into the fire you go! Oh! Ah!
You bastard!
I just saved your life, scum. Now, Ishmael, you're in charge here. Your god has had the sacrifice it required. Now, will you let me and my remaining blood riders ride on?
Yes. Guards, stand down. Put away your swords and put down your rifles. They are free to go. I said put away your weapons. Okay? Good. Now we are all ready to move out. The sacrifice will surely see us safely through Inferno Alley. Get the caravan ready to move. Let's roll.
This is the United States Military Station Gamma, governmental personnel receiving this message to the nearest command operations facility for further emergency instructions. This is not a drill. This station is on the air and operational and will remain so throughout the duration of the domestic combat operations. Further advisories will transmit to this frequency.
Now that we got the campfire blazing, I want you to fan out, men, and catch us some snakes and lizards to feast on tonight. I'm starving from that long ride.
Kill! Kill! Kill!
So, you've decided to save me for later?
No. No, I've decided not to eat you after all, you filthy scum. That's the good news. Now that I know how familiar you are with the Elder's technology, I've decided I need a man like you to get that radio station up and running. And to keep it running.
Wait a minute. That's why you saved me from being sacrificed?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, but you let so many of your own men be thrown into the fire. Why?
I had to convince her to trust me completely. Those men were worthless to me. I can find 100 more in the next filthy roadside bar I wander into. But I absolutely needed you and the knowledge that you got in that brain of yours. I hit the jackpot with this radio station, and I'm not going to screw it up. Now, according to the maps, we should be a few miles south of Pampa, which is where we exit Inferno Alley and head northeast on Route 60. And eventually, we'll find Briscoe Mountain and that blessed radio station. Yeah, this is Mad Bart, and you're listening to the Mad Bart Show right here on Mad Bart Radio, the most vicious station in all the wasteland. Today we'll be talking about blood and violence. Oh, I always thought I'd make a great radio personality.
Well, you certainly have a good voice for it.
Why, thank you.
And then what I did was I picked up a slingshot. I rolled quickly out of the way to avoid a laser blast from Lord Gorth's pistol. I stood up and I yelled, "You don't scare me, you big muscly dummy! I'm Charlie C., greatest DJ to ever broadcast over the airwaves. toughest broadcaster in all of Texas, writer of wrongs, and savior of the downtrodden and relatively insignificant. I'm taking you down. And then what I did was I pulled back the slingshot with a trusty rock nestled within the weapon's pouch. I took aim at that big ugly mouth of his, and I fired right down Lord Gorth's throat. He was dead before he hit the ground. Now what do you think about that, Crimson?
Seems, unlikely.
It didn't happen like that. At least not from what I heard.
Rex, listen, you weren't there, okay? I was. Who would know better what happened,
I don't know. The way I heard it, you were quivering behind a boulder, paralyzed with fear.
No, I was strategically taking cover behind the boulder.
You were cowering, the way I heard it.
I was pretending to cower. I was laying the perfect trap, and it worked, obviously.
I heard you started crying like a baby.
What? Crying? No, that did not happen. Don't go around telling people that. That's not even true. I did not cry.
Lieutenant Rex! Lieutenant Rex!
What is it, Fido?
Lieutenant, we spotted what looks to be a caravan far out on the horizon coming up behind from the west, up Route 60.
They're coming from the Wraith City?
It appears so, Lieutenant. From the plumes of dust, I would say at least a dozen large vehicles.
We have to get that tank out of the road. We have to... suddenly, I feel as if someone is invading my mind. I had the same sensation as we were leaving Wraith City, but it's stronger now. As if someone is searching around inside my head. Oh,
Charlie C. Oh. Open your mind to me. I am Hecubus, minion of Wraith Lord Zrax, and I am in your mind to find the location of Radio Station Gamma. Where is it, Charlie? Tell me where it is.
No. Get out of my head.
All I want is the location of Radio Station Gamma. It may be the only hope for my people, for the zombie race. Show me where it is. Open your mind to me.
No!
Charlie! Snap out of it!
Charlie, what is it? What's wrong?
It's Wraith Lord Zrax. He's after us. That caravan is led by Zrax. He's bringing dozens of zombie warriors with him. He wants to take Radio Station Gamma for himself. Somehow, he knows about the station. I think he has a mind reader named Hecubus. We have to get going. Now!
But Crimson Creep hasn't got the tank fixed yet. Fido, how far off is this caravan?
About 40 miles out. Moving slowly. But still moving. I say we have a couple of hours to get going.
Crimson?
I think I can get it running in a couple hours. But I can't say how long it'll run before it breaks down again.
Fine. Get it running. By my estimation, we're 10 miles out of Pampa, Texas. It's a deserted city, from what I've heard. A ghost city. But we might be able to lose them there. Or at least hold up in a building and try to put up some kind of fight. It's our only hope.
Well then, let's get to it. We don't have much time.